You're listening to another episode of the Adam Paradox Podcast. I'm doing this a little unconventional today. I am out at a different location, and so I'm recording this mobily. Hopefully it still sounds pretty decent. So what's going on in the news today? And this might be a little old, but recently I saw a video come up on Twitter about this bishop that is dunking a baby in baptism, and it's very violent. It was causing children to back away. And when I look at this, it's a small little baby, maybe a month old, 2 months old at that. It's really not that old at all. And I mean, the baby isn't even in a position to really hold its head up, and it's violently dunking this baby in. Now, if I was the dad, I'd be punching this guy in the face and beating the living shit out of him for holding my baby like that. Just period. You know, so I'm looking at some of this, and I found the article, and I wanted to kind of go over this and just see what this is about, because there's something in here that it's just really weird. I don't know if I have a full article here. I'm kind of doing this on the fly. I'm not going to edit this or anything. It's just a short little clip and segment on why religion can be very harmful. So let's take a look at this and kind of see what it says. I got to scroll up here. Says, in the clip, the bishop swings the naked child by its arms and repeatedly dunks him in the baptismal font. The font is like this giant bowl, and it's dunking the baby in there, and it's like fully being immersed, and it happens more than once. This never happens in any religious baptismal. This is not the proper procedure. If you need to know the proper procedure, just look it up. It's not like hard to find or anything. The clergyman dips the boy in the basin three times before handing him back to the parents, who seem totally unfazed. Now, the danger in this, and why I say it's dangerous, religion is dangerous, is because if you aren't distraught by certain realities, there's something wrong. And this, to me, is one of those things where it's kind of wrong. So many online commentators have criticized the bishop's rough approach. On Twitter, Zeta London wrote, "Oh my, I bet this baby is left brain dead." That's my thought too, because you can't shake a baby like that, especially. And this definitely happened, and so it's kind of an interesting concept. Another user posted, "Oh my gosh, that's the most violent baptism I've ever seen." And baptism more like attempted murder. And let's see who else said. Mildred said, "But this sort of baptism, it's actually roughism." Yeah. I got to agree to this. So if you haven't seen it, check it out on Twitter. I'll be posting later, kind of. Hopefully I can find the link again, or at least I'll post this link that shows you the video and the pictures. It's really insane that this kind of stuff is happening in the world. And people are going, "Oh, this is, you know, real. Like, we're doing this for God. It's a real thing." And it's a concept that doesn't need to happen. It doesn't being born again is not a real thing, and it just doesn't make any sense. So when you go to church and when you go to these things, there is a God you are worshiping and all these other little rituals and little things that you kind of do that reinforce a hysteric, you know, almost fantasal, I guess like imagination. I don't find it ever real. I don't find it pleasing. I kind of think that a lot of this stuff is very unnecessary. It's not a part of life. The Bible's never been proven. No one's Bible has. And I was just in a discussion today on Twitter with somebody about how God says no other gods before me, acknowledging that there are other gods. However, if the other gods are unproven, according to most religions, every religion is the right religion, everyone else's is the wrong religion, according to most people that are religious. If that is the case, then no, because all the other religions are not proven, so is this one. There's no evidence. The Bible wasn't even written by God. It wasn't inspired by God, nor did it ever claim to be the inspired word of God. So I find it very interesting that we say this all the time, and then we're supposed to follow it as truth. You can say we believe this to be true, but belief does not discriminate against right or wrong, evidence or no evidence, etc. So I want to thank you for listening to this just brief podcast today while I'm waiting to go to work, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like my podcast, please like, share, subscribe, all that fun jazz. show your support and donate at anchor.fm. And obviously, I'll find my page and donate there at The Adam Paradox. Or check me out on Facebook and Twitter and continue the conversation. Thanks again for listening. This is your host, Adam, signing off.